Yep. Yep, got you. Yes. You ready? I don't know if we're going up there. Sorry, Henny. Turnovers seem to be problematic earlier in this game. That can be linked to execution. What do you need to do to improve there?
I think we had a pretty good start to the game once again. When they got the power play goal to make it 2-1, and then it was an uphill battle, but Moose kept us in the game. We had a chance to win, but yeah, it's all comes down to execution. That's the bottom line. But we'll regroup here and then go back home and get ready for a home opener.
It was 2-1 entering that third period. Was it difficult to generate the energy that you guys needed because this was the first back-to-back of the season?
I mean, not really. I think we had some good looks here in the third, but they're a good team. They played with high pace, and they got some opportunities and they burned down. So for us, we learn from this and move on.
Victor, you mentioned how good was Elliott, early on, keeping you guys in the game.
No, it was phenomenal, and we keep putting ourselves on the PK, and the guys did a good job of blocking shots, and Moose made some big saves, and kind of a broken play on the 2-1 goal. But for us, we just got to make sure that we try and stay out of the box, especially against a team like this. We generate a lot of chances, and then it feels like the feed off that in the 5-on-5 play. So first back to back for us, it's not an excuse, but it's good to get into that. And it's early on in the season, but at the same time, it's frustrating when we feel like we're right there, especially going into the third. But they're a great team. We learn from this and move on.
What do you take from the first three games? You guys go home, for your home opener, get to play in front of your fans. But the first few games here, what's your take on what you guys have done, what you've seen?
We've had good starts in all games, and we always sustained that against Columbus, but against New York and Pittsburgh, for whatever reason, we couldn't really sustain that. And goaltending has been phenomenal this first three games, and that's what we take with us.
Is it particularly difficult coming off of a back-to-back and facing that sort of opponent on the second half of it?
Yeah, it's not easy, but there's no easy games, but especially the talent that they have and with the speed that they play with, it's a tough matchup for us. But like I said, we've faced it, or at least I have, faced the team many times, and we know it's possible to beat them. But I feel today they were better, but it felt like we gave it, made it a little bit easier for them, especially in the third round.
Victor, obviously the penalties have kind of snuck up on you guys. It was kind of an issue at certain points of the year last year. How do you kind of, overcome that or kind of shut it down, I guess,
I mean, we just can't go on and think about that. We kind of play to our strengths, but it's the ones, 200 feet from our net that's hurting. If it's open net, you can take a guy down. That's one thing. But when we're in the offensive zone and take penalties, that hurts momentum and gives them a chance, obviously, the other team a chance to get on power play. And those are just reckless penalties that we've got to get rid of in our game. But at the same time, we want to keep being aggressive, and it's a fine line between going over the line. But it's obviously been an issue in the beginning, but we look to get better at that moving on.
Thanks,
Victor.
Appreciate it.